Later Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sefer Davli, Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalet at the Mishnah's Halacha Gimel. Bochis, Uklolos, Ketzad. What was the procedure of the Bochis and the curses? Kincha Obi Yisrael of the Yaldin, Ugo, Laha Gizim, Laha Ebal, Shibi Shamon, Shibi Sad Shchem, Etzal El Nemoe, Shneema, Halayhema, Beva Yaldin. When Yisrael entered Yisrael, they came to Ha Gizim and Ha Ebal, near the Shomron next to Shchem by Elonei Moreh, as the Pasuk says in Baran Perek Gedalef Pasuk Lamed, Haloi Hema Be'eva Yon, they were in the Trans-Jordan. V'alan ro'eme, v'yave avon be'eret ba'oret ad mokhen Shchem ad Elonei Moreh, mal a'elon Moreh hamur al ha'alon Shchem, after Elonei Moreh hamur kan Shchem. And it says in Bereishis Yud-Beis Pasuk Vav, and avon passed the land till he came to the place of Shchem, until Elon Moreh, just like Elon Moreh said there is Shem, also Elon Moreh said here, with the Bochus and the curses, is Shem. The Bochus says, Elohim, Eva Yadin, Ma Yadin La'alon, Achoy Derech Moreh Hashemesh, Mekoyim Sheachama Zerachas. They were in the Trans-Jordan, and further, Achoy Derech Moreh Hashemesh, after the way of the coming of the sun, in far from the place, from the east, from which the sun initially shines, rises. Eretz HaKanani, Hayoshev Ba'arava, Mula Gilgal Ekzer Elonei Moreh, Ve'Hagizim, Ve'Ha'ival, Sheben HaKusim, Dibur Yudhavir says, that when the Pasuk says, in the land of the Kanani, we dwell in the Arava, opposite the Gilgal, next to Elonei Moreh, this is Hagizim and Ha'ival, that are among the Kusim. They are in Shomron, and Sennacherib put Kusim there in place of the exiled 10 Shvatim. Lezer ime, ein ze ha-gvizim ha-ival, shal Kusim, shneema ha-lehim ha-leiva yalden, shesei samach ha-yalden, achri derech mora ha-shemesh, lachom she-achama she-kas. Lezer says that this is not ha-gvizim ha-ival of the Kusim, but it says, ha-lehim ha-leiva yalden, near the Yalden. Achri derech mora ha-shemesh, far from the place, is the west from which where the sun comes to set. Eretz HaKanani, Elu ben Achivi, Hayoshev Barava, Elu ben Aharim, Mula Gilgal, Ein Kan Gilgal Etzel Elay Moreh, Ein Kan Etzel Moreh. Eretz HaKanani, the land of the Canaanites, and these, we have, means Hagiv and Ha'ival of the Kusim, are among the Chivi nation, not the Canaani. Canaani lived by the Yalden, and Chivi in the mountains. Hayoshev Barava, and these are among the mountains. The Rizzi explains that even though they are mountains, the primary yeshiva there is in the Arava, in the plain between them. Mula Gilgal, these are not opposite Gilgal. Esel Elon Moreh, these are not next to Elon Moreh. Elon Moreh. Ma Makayim Rilaza Ha Gwizim Ha Eval. How does Rilaza fulfill the phrase Ha Gwizim Ha Eval? These aren't near the Yalden. They made two mounds near the Yalden and called them Ha'agrizim and Ha'ival. And that's the Yehuda, Mea Ve'esrim, Mil, Olchu, Ba'isayim, and that's the Yehuda, Lazazim, and Mekayimim. As a result, now, according to the Yehuda, they went 120 mil, which is 120 kilometers, roughly, that day, that they crossed the Yalden. And that was miraculous, because normally a person walks 40 mil in a day. And according to Rilaza, they did not budge, means they didn't go far from their place, they made mounds near the Yalden and gave the rock and curses it. Tani Rilaza and Yaakov Oimel, Le Barakosa, Le La Shvoislam, Le Faderech, Le Ma, Le Derech Yelchu, Le Basadis, Le Yishu Yelchu, Le Midbar, Le Ava Yelchu, Le Le Harim. Rilaza and Yaakov says in the Baisa that after Moshe will die, they will not have a cloud to lead them. The Basa comes only to teach the path that they should take, to teach that they should go Baderech, and not through fields, Hayoshev, settled area, then not through wilderness, Ba'arava, which is plains, and not on mountains.